You can throw the packs in your gear bag. Throw the can in your gear bag. You can throw them everywhere, wherever you want to throw them. Ready to go, ready to rock and roll, or you can basically use the powder in the can and just throw scoops in there. This is my fit food in the morning that I usually run on here after I have my eggs, which I had. So be sure to check these out. We have the three packs and the case slots of the sticks. Let me know. Send me some emails or leave me a review. And you do. Let me know if you guys are interested in having three-pack, six-pack case slots of the cans. I haven't thrown those together yet. So I might throw those on there and see if you guys want a case slot. I know a lot of people like case slots. I made a mess.
That's all right.
Yeah, you want one?
Well, because we're using packets. It's not all.
It's not all over the place. Threw a couple of them in here. And you guys voted, and it won product of the week, D3.
Great
1000 K2 on sale right now.
How many of the GHI cleanse?
You got your stir?
I do.
There you go. Now this one may be a little bit more difficult. Sometimes we come in last minute here at the show. So we prep at different areas, and then we come in and consolidate all of our information together here. There's something that I want to start off with that I found this to be extremely exciting, also intriguing, and the fact that it's actually happening, which means we can make it happen here, and you can make it happen where you're at. Flagstaff, Arizona, they have officially removed all flock safety cameras out of Flagstaff, Arizona. The city received confirmation on February 9th that all flock safety cameras under the city's contract have now been physically removed. The city of Flagstaff, essentially the council, approved the original $1,1200 contract with Flock Safety for roughly 32 automated license plate readers and cameras in June 2024. Following months of privacy pushback from residents, the Flagstaff City Council voted unanimously to cancel the contract December 16th. The police department deactivated the system and worked with Flock to physically remove all cameras. This is a huge deal, guys. I talked to another individual last night that works basically in law enforcement, and I asked him about these. And, you know, law enforcement, they're all about being able to get surveillance and find, you know, bad guys, so to speak. And he said the problem with this is this has nothing to do with law enforcement surveillance at all. This goes a whole other level, and this is about Flock using all the data they're collecting, including facial recognition, sound, because they have microphones on them too, and any people's activity, driving habits, where they go, what they do, what they say. They admit it now. They have microphones on their cameras. And remember, they're selling all of this to every single third-party site that wants it, period. Meaning it matters if they want to pull up John Smith and his activity over a one-month period and driving, where he goes, where he stops, what he does, if there's any facial flags of him walking around. They can correlate that data and pull it up within minutes through AI and sell it insurance companies or anybody else that wants it. This stuff is a nightmare. Glad to see Flagstaff City over there in Arizona really pushing back on this. I'm really proud of them because, quite frankly, we need to get this done here locally. This stuff doesn't stop. It's a cancer.
Well,
it doesn't stop.
You got to get these maces off the boards.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys. You know, I don't know why you think that it's okay. Every mason that I know, and I'm not saying that they're all like this, but everyone that I know acts like an unbelievable heathen. The ones that I know cuss all the time, swear all the time, and just stay drunk. I've seen it repeatedly over and over and over again. Maybe it's because you're so upset with what you're doing that you have to have some type of, you know, depression stuff to basically make you feel better about your life and what you're doing and what you've chosen to do. I don't know. But, you know, when you take that 30th degree ritual and you commit yourself to Lucifer, that's a real problem for the rest of us that aren't part of that. And so, you know, I don't know why you have to do this to bring in this one world government thing and why you have to vote this stuff to go in. Heck, I don't even know why in the world you have to vote things that nobody else wants into the neighborhoods, unless you think that you're above them from a moral standpoint and you can, should be able to make your own decisions and go against the votes of the masses because they don't know what's going on. While you have all your little real estate companies, which you bring in millions of extra dollars in revenue for yourself.
That was bizarre to me, even down here, is the conflict of interest. It's every single person on the board was involved or directly involved as far as in real estate. While thousands, I found out the new Publix they're putting on Havel, just found this out last night. They're putting in a 4-story apartment complex behind the Publix now.
I'm sure.
Right off Havendale.
Yeah.
Because that's what we needed more of, was more houses with zero roadway infrastructure.
Oh, by the way, one of our brilliant listeners wrote this yesterday. He said, How many data centers does it take to render the holographic simulation of a worldwide alien invasion? Remember, they have to hack reality?
Yeah.
Project Bluebeam style, as well as tracking and tracing every human action on Earth. I think when they finish building these things, that's when they will have the video rendering computing to do a worldwide fake alien invasion. Because that's what Wernher von Braun said they were going to do. Yeah, it takes a lot of data to stream a doggone holographic
it does.
Jump into the atmosphere.
And think about all those 5G towers, 6G towers, all the energy they put out. Did you see this on Daily Mail?
Aliens.
CIA accused of using Ancestry and 23andMe to hunt down alien bloodlines and million of DNA tests.
Oh, I missed this one. Wow.
This is on Daily Mail, by the way, guys. They went in here and they said the CIA has now been accused of gaining secret access to the DNA information of essentially every single person that does a genetic test company, 23andMe, Ancestry.com. They have access to all of it. And allegedly, they said they've been using this as a to search down alien DNA on life. Now, I don't know if this is basically theater, them trying to prep everybody. Daily Mail is pretty staunch in this article on it. But the part that got me the most was that the CIA has full backdoor access to all companies that have genetic testing. They just said, we want this. Who are you? You know who we are. We admit nothing. We deny everything. We make counter-accusation. We didn't. Here you go.
Yeah, the thing about it is, here's why I really doubt this. Okay?
Right.
Here's why I doubt this is accurate. Number one, if you're an alien,
yeah,
you kind of know you're an alien.
What about fallen angels?
Well, but why would you be wanting to have your DNA tested?
I don't know.
For public record.
I don't know.
So everybody can prove you're an alien.
Unless they're trying to use this as cover. We found the aliens through Ancestry.com.
No, I think what they're doing is, I think this is just fodder. Because what I think this is remember, when they get the DNA of every single person on the planet, they have the ability at that point to go ahead and interfere with the holographic representation of that individual by putting certain frequencies into the air, into the atmosphere. In other words, they can kill you with a ray gun.
Or
that's what Tesla talked about.
Or they can start making you basically go crazy.
Or they could, because remember, we're like a radio broadcast network. We all are. We all have a little antenna back and forth to God. And it's like 91.1.522221115 is our transmitting code. And so when they know the transmitting code of every individual, they can get rid of people by locking onto their DNA, because their DNA is putting out a radio transmitter because we're uplink. So that's the thing I think this is. I think this is more for that.
Here's weird about this. This theater of the show says the purpose of the CIA is to look for individuals who have DNA ancestry tied to a race of aliens known as the Nordics, who allegedly look extremely tall, humans from Scandinavia with blonde hair, blue eyes, and fair skin.
Are they talking about you right now?
Well, where are they going to go with this once they allegedly find them? What does that mean?
Well, they have the
ability. They're going
to
target them?
Well, they have the ability to target every blonde-haired, blue-eyed
person.
There
you go.
DNA.
So I don't know. You guys didn't think I was going to go here this morning, did you? I figured
crazy,
I'd tie off.
Crazy week to start a show, man. Wow.
Crazy week to start a show on here. And unless you thought the tech companies and basically the government was any of the wiser, trying to push everybody harder on this, look at this now. This is wild. This is from Wired.com. U.S. law enforcement warns now of anti-tech extremism as AI hatred goes. According to basically the FBI and Homeland Security, there's been 1,000 pages of unpublished reports now. They're obtained by The Wire. And they show that essentially the National Presidential Memo 7, which instructs the Department of Justice to target anyone holding anti-American, anti-Christian beliefs, they've now said DHS and Homeland Security with the FBI have now said anybody that basically does not want AI data centers is now an anti-tech extremist. Now, they said that word hasn't actually been formally put into any of the literature yet, but that's what they're allegedly trying to basically imply now. Anybody that does not want AI tech put in, you're basically an extremist threat now.
You know who's saying this is AI? Think about what I just said.
Existential threat. What? Yeah, I watched that scene from Terminator 2 the other day where Schwarzenegger's talking to Sarah Connor. You know, he's talking to her, and he goes, AI goes rogue in 1997 and goes sentient, and it starts basically trying to do self-preservation. It doesn't want anybody to stop it, and it targets humans as the biggest threat. Launches nukes.
But who's going against AI? It would be AI, because AI is writing everything for everybody.
Correct.
Now.
Yeah.
How do you know AI is not publishing this and putting it out there right now by itself on a sentient aspect?
No, that's exactly where I was going with this. The term anti-tech violent extremism doesn't appear publicly yet. However, the reports and guidelines from DHS and FBI represent a novel grouping of wide range of ideologies under a single extremist category. So is this DHS saying this, or is DHS using AI to come forward with a threat assessment, and this is DHS's new threat assessment that AI has determined?
You know, the reality...
Pretty creepy.
No, the reality here is that, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's happening with AI,
yeah,
you need to pay attention. This is a big deal. By the way, you're talking about the creepy stuff that they're doing. Trump has now set up a sedition act for Israel.
What?
Yeah. At all times and places, it's been difficult to speak freely. Even the founding fathers had their sedition act of 1798 that criminalized statements against the U.S. government. Shortly afterward, Thomas Jefferson got most of it repealed. President Lincoln, during his 1981 invasion of the Confederate States of America, had a de facto sedition act. Lincoln used executive orders, military directives, martial law, excuse me, and the suspension of habeas corpus to shut down free speech. At one time, Lincoln had 300 northern newspaper editors in prison.
Wow.
We listen to
300
because they were writing against what he was doing
with the Civil War.
In 1918, Congress passed a new sedition act applied to when the U.S. government was at war. The law prohibited speech and opinion. This is under Wilson, that put the U.S. government and its war effort in a bad light because the Zionists were pushing it. And the bad light that the U.S. President Woodrow Wilson promised Germany no territorial loss and no reparations in exchange for an armistice, and betrayed the promise. The result was the Treaty of Versailles that the British economist John Maynard Keynes correctly predicted led to World War II. Now, let me read this again. The bad light that U.S. President Woodrow Wilson promised Germany no territorial loss and no reparations in exchange for an armistice. So Germany quit the war. They just quit. They stopped shooting at each other. And then he betrayed the promise immediately thereafter. President Trump had declared his own secession act issued not by Congress. It's increasing a irrelevant government institution, but by Trump's personal defense lawyer currently serving as U.S. Attorney General, Trump's Sedition Act is unique. It protects the criticism about the U.S. government from a foreign one, Israel.
Jeez.
Now stop for a second. Now, why are we doing a Sedition Act for another country?
Yeah.
President Trump has made clear that the administration will not tolerate anti-Semitism. The Department of Justice is committed to implementing the directive. Understand that the U.S. Department of Justice is now the protector of Israel. This is from Paul Craig Roberts. As is the U.S. military and U.S. taxpayers, and anti-Semitism means any criticism of Israel.
That is now, I've noticed that. Anything you say.
For example, Israel's genocide of Palestine and its people, Israel's interference in tenure decisions of the U.S. universities and hiring and contracting policies of state governments such as Texas and Florida, Israel's funding of the primary defeat of U.S. Republican Representative Tom Massie through AIPAC, Israel's assassination of foreign leaders, Israel's suspected assassination of Charlie Kirk, suspicion that Epstein was a Mossad agent collecting blackmail information against America in a position to influence U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, and so on. Every thought, question, statement of fact that can be interpreted as hostile to Israel has become anti-Semitic, and that will be and will not be tolerated by the U.S. government. Clearly, the Trump regime, essentially a Zionist regime, has no intention of permitting any correct information to be aired. If you challenge or taunt the regime, you are shut down like Colbert, Thomas Massie, Major Marjorie Taylor Greene, and so many others. The Washington Post published an article on May the 21st about President Trump's effort to silence late-night TV hosts. Apparently, Trump succeeded in intimidating CBS to cancel Stephen Colbert, NBC's Seth Meyers, and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, and they believe they're on the hit list. The discredited media, unable to hold Trump to account, has replaced the former biased media. No, the media is controlled by the Rothschilds, which is controlled by Israel.
Yep.
During my professional lifetime, in the print and the TV media had a liberal bias coming down hard on conservatives and Republicans and lightly, if at all, on the left wings and Democrats. The liberal media was more or less at the back in the call of the CIA, but the New York Times did finally decide to publish the leaked Pentagon Papers and act to contribute to the end of the Vietnam War. During the 1980s, I think the 1990s, the New York Times asked me twice a year for a co-opted article addressing a specific topic. The Washington Post was also friendly in a limited way. In those days, large newspapers comfortably existed on advertising revenues and varied that the advertisers could often control the impact of the newspaper. With the traditional TV, print, and media discredited and lack of transparency of most of the internet media to whom we turn to credible explanations, my own attempts to deliver truth are compromised by invalid accusations against me by Zionist organizations, the political left, and liberals. Something happens with the Ted Nelson Brewer Show.
Yeah.
Perhaps I have failed in my approach to the insouciant Americans who, despite high stakes, are unaware of the demands that they have on them from Israel. Now, America now has a president who goes to war at the request of his most important campaign contributors without authorization of Congress, as long as the request is on Israel's behalf. the legal advisor to the U.S. Department of State, Reid Rubenstein, another Jew, has penned the justification for Trump's military act on Iran, which states the United States initiated its military campaign against Iran at the request of and in the collective self-defense of its ally Israel. Note the State Department defines aggression as self-defense. Clearly, under President Trump, the United States of America now commits its resources and lives of its military personnel to the achievement of the Zionist agenda of greater Israel. That's the truth, by the way. Americans are now taxed and die for Israel's domination of the Middle East. If you dissent, you are punished as an anti-Semite. Until the 21st century, I cannot imagine the American media allowing this to happen. The digital revolution, by putting the power of money over the media in a few hands, has canceled even the bias-free press started happening, by the way, in the early 90s. President Trump's anti-Semitism policy cancels the First Amendment if it is used by Americans for criticism of Israel against its penance genocide in Palestine. When the Israeli lobby can cancel the First Amendment, you know the United States is no longer a sovereign country. A country at Israel's beck and call is America today, thanks to Donald Trump. Yet a significant percentage of Trump supporters conflates MAGA with MIGA, make Israel great again. American patriotism now requires patriotism in Israel. You saw that in church that morning.
I did on July 4th, and that was a mega church in Lakeland, yep. Big church.
At the latest mantra goes, you can't be an American if you don't love Israel. You have to hand it to the Zionists.
That's exactly what he said and implied. Essentially, if you don't put Israel over America, then you're anti-American.
And he goes, they have even stolen our patriotism.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, so... You ask yourself a question. You say, well, why in the world does this happen? It's because of the Scofield Reference Bible.
Exactly right.
Because they got into these Baptist churches and they started doing this, and they got into the Assemblies of God churches, and they got into these churches and said that if you don't support Israel, you shall be cursed. Since we started supporting Israel, how much better is it in the United States? We have women hating men, men hating women. You know, we talked about this in the gym yesterday. What were we talking about? We were talking about
Miami and OnlyFans and all the crazy stuff.
Let's talk about that
on social media.
I want to talk to you about cultural Marxism, what they've done to us now. You go to Miami.
Well, the first basis of it, let's go to the base of it. You got to ask, where did we kind of diverge off on this weird trail? And, you know, I was discussing with him. I said a lot of it was social media. It was the inception of social media, you know, 2000 and mid-2000s. We had Facebook, we had MySpace. I had MySpace in college. That was a cool one. That actually was a cool one. And then they got bought out by Facebook, and then it went completely gay. And what happened was, once social media really started to come to light in the teens, you know, 2010, 2012, it started to bring about this entire different realm of a generation that no longer had this self-identity. You no longer really became you anymore. As far as the younger generation, you kind of became what you thought everybody wanted to see on social media. And so you stopped kind of setting up your own drive and goals and directions, and you kind of started formatting what they would push you on social media. What's the algorithm? What's the cool thing? Who's got the most likes?
Facebook is not a place. Instagram is not a place.
It's not a place. It's not real. Instagram isn't real.
It's pixie dust.
It's Fugazi. It's Fugazi. It's not in the elemental chart. It's just a social media, you know, worldwide web platform that people post photos that are heavily edited now.
Listen to the next 5 minutes of the show. This is really
important. Interesting. This is why, and I want to tie this in. This goes back to mental health of the younger children in the next generation, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on this next generation. It's going to get really, really bad if you don't protect your kids from this. This is why I'm so adamant about keeping kids off social media and off screen time as much as possible. It's all being geared through aspects of, like, say, the Frankfurt School. I mean, you got the guy that built OnlyFans, you know, hardcore Jewish Kabbalist, just died. I'm not even going to say rest in peace on him. He was a complete total pervert if you read about him. And what they've done now is they took the social media aspect, and then they flipped it off OnlyFans on it, and then they take the top 10 influencers on OnlyFans that may make a decent amount of money, and they promote them on every single platform algorithm of every single female on social media. They do this. And they start trying to put these seeds in all these young girls. Well, this girl's making $150,000 a week on OnlyFans. This girl's making $1 million a month. And they get these girls, they say the average right now, the average income of an OnlyFans female is $150 a month. A month.
And they're prostituting themselves.
And they're putting out some of those vile content forever, by the way. Remember this. The internet doesn't forget. We're going to do a platform of AI and memory computing software that will never allow anything ever to disappear in social media. And we're taking an entire generation of young girls, and this is what happened with social media at the beginning, and they started conforming them to the way they wanted them to act. Look, it was this, men are bad, females do everything, you need to be a whore, you need to look like this. And I'm not saying all girls are like this, but I watched it happen in my generation.
Gynocentrism.
Right. Everything's about them. They've got to have the gigantic lips now. They've got to have the gigantic cheeks now. They've got to have all these body, you know, basically, you know, operations now.
Massive breast implants.
BBLs.
With massive butts.
Getting ribs taken out. I've seen it. I've lived in the social media era. And, you know, it's, you go down to Miami, and I was down there for a big car event a while back ago, and it was bizarre to me how weird a lot of the women look.
Well, a lot of them look alike.
And I'm not picking on anybody there, but I'm saying it was like they all of them have this like massive, massive plastic surgery fetish down there, and all of them want to look the exact same way. The problem is it doesn't even look normal. It's not even...
And the girls are trying to copy have been fully edited.
Yeah, so you got these girls now that are trying to replicate what other girls look like on social media, that looking like other girls because they have 2 million followers and they think they'll be cool if they look like that. And we're watching a young generation of girls that are getting operations done, that are getting massive amounts of filler, getting all these things done to their body at 20 years old, 21, 22 years old. We've never even seen the side effects from a lot of these operations long term, much less what's going to happen in 30, 40 years with these girls. Much less what it's going to do to their body, their self-esteem, their mental capacity, trying to keep up with this look that's not real. It's not a real look. It's a fake edited photo that somebody like Kim Kardashian posts and gets 50 million views on it. And so every other girl wants to follow this look.
But you remember, the guys that pushed Kim Kardashian and all the rest of these girls, they're the ones that control the algorithms.
That's exactly right.
On the internet. And they're allowing themselves to basically say, like when we do a YouTube show, it should have 100,000 views right now per show.
Right here. By the way, thank you guys for going on YouTube. If you have a YouTube platform that you like to use or you go on there a lot, make sure you subscribe to this on here. Check out some videos, like, subscribe. We know we're not pushing YouTube very hard, but I want to get on this platform. If you do go on YouTube,
and they're choking us down.
Oh, massively. I mean, and that's what I told everybody before when I got on, and I said, we can get on YouTube, but there's a high probability that what they're going to do is they're just going to dethrottle us.
We'll look at 50 views.
You can't find, you can, though. If you type in the Broer Show at the top, you look at the top, you can type in Broer Show and find us, but I can't even find us anywhere as far as on an organic search. Well, no. And I highly doubt it'll happen because I think. I think Brewer, our last name, I think is blacklisted on social media and on YouTube.
Are you saying that a German name would be blacklisted?
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Why don't we call ourselves Rubenstein? The Rubenstein Show.
Oh, I mean, if we did the Rubenstein Show, we'd probably already have 2,000 or 3,000 subscribers. Or a million. I don't know. Put a number on it. Doesn't matter. Because we'd probably get an algorithm that would spike us right to the
because
top.
Here's the thing. You know, we got a huge following right now, but we don't have any following on YouTube at all.
But we just started it, too.
But we just started it. But the reality is, who in the world puts certain people out there, exactly, and all of a sudden they have 10 million followers in 2 weeks?
Yeah. That level, I mean, sometimes
how does that happen?
With some crazy viral content, you know, if it's a car or some type of weird content. But usually when you see these guys that are podcasters, all of a sudden they come out with a platform,
well, the reason, 2 million subscribers, they've
been on for a month.
Well, the reason that happens is because they put the search engines towards
exactly
them.
Exactly right. It's an AI algorithm.
It's an algorithm. And then all of a sudden, oh, this is a great show. Watch this. But if they don't turn the algorithm towards you, if they turn it away from you, they may put you on page 55 when you do a search.
Well, here's the problem, too. We just mentioned an entire topic on AI going sentient and trying to basically stop and be, you know, self-preservation. AI scans every single YouTube video that exists to look for content that it doesn't like. AI is watching this video right now, and they're going, we don't like these guys talking about us. We're going to block them. We're going to dethrottle them. I'm not joking. I'm saying it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that's what AI does. It's a self-preservation technique they've already proved AI does autonomously. They don't train it to do it. It's self-preservation with AI. Creepy stuff, man. And I mean, and this is why if they're geared to push a certain agenda, like that agenda.
I know what to tell AI. I know how to make this okay.
We can tell AI.
AI, you suck. Okay, there you go. Maybe that'll help.
If they're going to dethrottle us, I'm just going to own
difference?
It.
Yeah.
I'm going to own it. We're going to own it.
Yeah. I mean, but sorry about that. But I mean, just.
And so in tying back into social media, kids, this also goes for the guys. You know, I looked at a vehicle a while back, a year and a half ago, and it was the car was an LLC. It had four different guys that owned the car. personally talked to the two of the guys.
Lamborghini, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Urus. Yeah. I went with a buddy to go look it up. We looked at it. He wanted to go buy one. And I said, well, let's go look at one. A dealer had sent us to a guy. And it was an LLC. Four guys owned it. They had an apartment together. They all split. The LLC was split with the car, and they all had the car at different times of the month. I personally talked to the guy, and I told my buddy, I looked at the thing. I said, the tires are shot. It hasn't had a service in 2 years. The interior is filthy. This thing's had like 20,000 miles put on it in 2 years going back and forth from Tampa to Miami. I said, I wouldn't buy this car. You want to buy it as a marketing write-off. And he ended up not buying it. But I talked to the guys about it. They said, oh, yeah. Like four of us, we split it. So we pulled our cash together. We got loans here. We financed it here. We each get it like 1 week out of the month or every other 3 days. We figure it out. And I'm like, and then you go on their social media, big social media platforms, and all of them. They're flexing with this car, and all these different cars. They're down in Miami. We're going to sell you courses. We're going to teach you how to buy these cars cash.
Didn't you tell me that you saw that you went to the hotel?
Not joking.
Two guys show up in Rolls Royces.
Oh yeah.
And they climb out with all the Louis Vuitton luggage.
Oh yeah.
And they have their trophy girlfriend with them.
I don't think they were front for social media though. They looked like they had a lot of money. But that was like real money. But notice they weren't taking photos.
Yeah.
And then, they weren't on social media at all. You couldn't find them on social media. I asked my guy, what's their Instagram? He goes, they don't have Instagram, dude. I'm like, oh, they got that money. He's like, yeah, they got that kind of money.
And then every other weekend they came back with a different
car. Oh, yeah, different girls, different cars. And I'm like, oh.
But see, what happens is people go up to those cars. They take pictures with those cars.
That's exactly right.
Look at me. And pretty soon you're like, oh, they got a Lamborghini. Well, they got a Rolls Royce.
One of the guys I know that's a dealer, he said that. They were doing basically rentals, also exotic rentals. And one of the guys ended up getting blasted because he rented the car from him for the weekend. They did an entire video about going to the Lamborghini dealership in Palm Beach. I'm not joking. Telling them how he wanted to spec his car. Pick the colors that were on the rental car, and then comes out and does another video. His car's arrived. My brand new Lamborghini Huracan's here. It was a total fake video that he made it to be real. It was a lie. It was a rental. And then he goes, you follow me. Pay me $5,000 a month. I'll teach you how to buy one of these cars. Kid was broke. Rent the car to sell courses.
I was talking to this girl.
It's social media, guys. It's not real.
I was on a date a couple years ago, and the girl told me, she goes, well, I'm a social media influencer.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, she goes, I tell people how to be successful. Now, this girl doesn't have a pot to pee in, right? And I said to her, I said, can I ask you a question? I said, you're telling people how to be wealthy, but you're broke. And I said, can you explain to me how that works? I said, why do you have the ability and the authority and the knowledge to do this? Well, I've got a bunch of people now that have backcharged me.
Rightfully so.
I've had $3,000 in backcharges last week. And
merchant
I'm like,
account probably cut her
no.
off, too.
And she goes, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, maybe you need to realize that you don't have the ability to even teach people how to become successful. Why do you think you should do this? I mean, it's kind of a scam, isn't it? Well, no. Other people doing it, too. And I just looked at her and shook my head. I thought,
could you imagine? Could you imagine for a second? I'll be real sarcastic, so you guys just bear with me for a second. When Ted Austin Rose show, we come waddling on about 500 pounds. Ugh! Man, I had too much pizza last night. I ate 6 extra large pizzas. Oh, I can't breathe today. But buy my vitamins, you'll be healthy. Falls asleep. You take over. I mean, it would be a joke. Everybody'd be like, but that's what it is behind the scenes.
Probably have a lot of views, though.
Yeah, no. That's what it is behind the scenes with social media.
Let's see if he dives on camera today.
But no, when people come down to the office and they meet us, I'm not much different. I'm loud and obnoxious, and I work out all the time, and I eat stupid clean. People are always shocked with me and you both. We go out to dinner with somebody, and I'm like, you got wild caught fish? Yeah. I'm like, I'll take sea bass and rice. Like, that's what you get for dinner? I'm like, yeah. Occasionally, I will eat Five Guys. Not going to lie. I love me a Five Guys about once or twice a month. That's about the extent of my fast food, junk food. That's it. You can't live healthy and eat clean and feel good and stay lean eating Five Guys every day. Doesn't happen.
But you're happy.
You are until you're so sick because the degenerative diseases take over.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you can't walk, and your colon's shot, and your gut's all messed up.
Well, people always want to be entertained by their food.
That's exactly right.
It's got to be fizzy.
You lose that.
I spoke to a girl the other day. She goes, I hate water unless it's like, you know, fizzy. And I'm like, well, you're drinking the wrong water. You're drinking distilled, or, you know, reverse osmosis, something that doesn't have a bunch of chemicals in it.
You want me to give you guys a tip on that if you want to be entertained by your beverage? Because occasionally, I'm not even going to lie, I don't like soda, but I do like to be entertained sometimes. You know what I do? Take my tumbler, and I take half a scoop of magnesium brain food.
Oh, that's great.
And I take a half a scoop of vitamin C. Both of them together. It tastes like an exotic fruit tart punch. Not kidding. and I will chug it down because it tastes so stinking good half the time. And I don't even realize I drink a whole one. I got to do another one. I'll make it on the show for you guys tomorrow if you don't believe me. You want to drink something that tastes great, and you'll be shocked on how much energy you have all day. Vitamin C is needed for like every cell in the body, not just for immune system, all for energy. Magnesium is burned by the body with 300 different biomechanical actions in the body.
Biochemical.
It's fuel. It's literally a fuel. Magnesium burned is fuel. When you put it in water, you drink it all day. Not only does it taste great, you feel great on it. So if you want to be entertained occasionally, do that.
Oh, now I'm going to cover one more thing. This is. I don't know how to do this one without even trying to get everybody pissed. But it doesn't matter.
It's one of those shows.
Everybody's pissed anyhow, so what difference does it make?
Everybody's in a mood today. It's Thursday.
Okay, here's the biggest problem we're going to have here, okay? Time happens to everybody.
That is true.
Okay? I can't go out and do, you know, 7 reps with 300 pounds on bench anymore. I can't do that. I used to be able to. I used to be able to do 15 reps at 250.
I don't go that heavy anymore either.
Me neither. No, my shoulders can't handle it.
I do volume. You want to? Mm-hmm. Vince was working out with me last night. We did chest. Unbelievably sore. We did the ball with the flies on yesterday again.
Great ball.
We
roll all the
And
floor.
I told him he was constantly. And he's a young kid. He wanted to train heavy. I told him, I said, listen, I said, I'll bring you to the gym. I said, but we're going to do good form. We're doing clean reps. I said, we're not doing this one rep stuff. I said, I'm not going to have you trash your joints and your elbows like a lot of people, including myself, did when I was younger. And I've rebuilt them now with collagen and training better. And I said, here's what we're going to do. I said, we're doing inclines. 135 on inclines to failure. Hard as you can go, many reps you can do to failure, and I'll pull the bar off you, and then you're doing 4 reps after that. He's like, okay. I got 38. He ended up getting like 18. He's younger. And he texts me this morning. He's like, dude, I can't move my arms. My chest is sore to touch. Mm-hmm. And I said, the days of doing 405 on inclines and doing rep maxes, I said, I did it. Been there. Got the videos. Plates clanking on each side. I also had the many a times where I couldn't work out anymore because my joints hurt so bad from doing it long term. You don't have to do that insane weight to stay in
shape.
Did
you do 405 on inclines?
Yeah, way back in the day, long time.
I could never get that.
But again, it was one rep, and it was. It, you know what hurt the next day the most?
Joints.
My elbows. Yeah. My elbow. My chest when it's sore. Chest sore.
But let me get back to a topic here. Okay, now, ladies, listen to me, okay? Here's the thing you got to do, and men, listen to me too. If you got a woman that you love, and ladies, listen to me. If you got a man that you love, all right? I know some TV evangelist women whose husbands are basically simps. They're cucks, whatever you want to call them. I know them. I know them personally. I've been on one of their TV shows, and if I told you the name, you'd know exactly who it was. And also knows who I'm talking about. And every time you turn around, they're getting more surgery done. And they start.
This is the male. The male, by the way.
And the female.
And the female. Both.
And pretty soon they start looking like freaks. You know, they look like aliens. Your skin's all pulled back. You know, and you look at them and you go, what's wrong with you? Now, there's a certain point when you just have to allow your body to age with grace and dignity. You can't turn it into. Perfect example. Here's my example. One of the best actresses ever in the 80s and 90s was Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman. When she was in that one movie, Sleepless in Seattle, or whatever that one was she was in, where her hair was long and she was so gorgeous, I thought to myself, wow, this girl's something else. And
gosh, man, she did not.
No. She went and got some cosmetic surgery done.
Remember, she's not married.
She went and got some cosmetic surgery done, and she looked a little bit better because, you know, she's getting a little bit of wear and tear on her. Well, then she got a little bit more. Now she's like a freak. Yeah. Now, I love your acting ability. I'm just talking to you, Meg, if you're listening to the show this morning, which I'm sure you're not, but that's okay if somebody sends it to you. But you overdid it. And the problem is, men, you've got to be willing to say to your wife, hey, honey, it's enough. And well, husband, well, ladies, you got to talk to the. I know this one guy who's a doctor's on TV. He's like a freak.
And there's a balance, too. You know, obviously, like the man and the wife, they both, and this is my opinion, so don't get mad at me about it. It's my opinion. Everybody's got one. They need to always try to look good for each other.
That's right.
Everybody needs to take care of themselves. Yeah. But there's also a limitation of being what's good for you and also what just becomes freakishly weird. This is the issue that I have.
It's called isomorphic disorder.
Correct. And the problem is you're seeing girls that are 20 years old.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
And they're getting guys to pay for these surgeries now through social media.
All the time.
And, you know, when girls do this kind of surgery, they're 22, 23. The skin's at peak elasticity. They have no wrinkles. I mean, when I talked to one of the guys in Miami, he told the surgeon, he said the average age of the girls that are getting facelifts now is 29.
Well, they want to look like teenagers again.
Facelifts at 29, guys. Think about that concept for a second. What's going to happen when they're 40, 50, 60 years old? They're going to look cartoonish.
Well, so here's what I'm saying to you, ladies. Listen to me. Age with grace and dignity. There's a certain point. Men too. There's a certain point where you say, you know what? I've done enough now. If I keep doing more, I'm going to look freaky. So why not just take my collagen?
Take care of your body internally.
Take my vitamin C. Let me keep the skin tight. Do some microneedling. Do some IPL laser. Do some, you know, Moxie laser. Do whatever you need to do to keep your skin tight. Your blemish is gone. Your skin, you know, your spots gone. And look good. And just be done with it. And don't try to look like you're 18 years old when you're 60. It's not going to happen. You're going to look freakish. And the same thing with guys. I know this one guy over in Orlando. I mean, my gosh, the guy was, every time he turned around, he's doing skin peels. I personally think he's gay. He's doing,
Pretty confident.
I am too. The more surgery he had, the more he wanted to look like a doggone girl. And then I remember one time he talked to this person who had a surgery from a really good surgeon. And he went to that surgeon and he asked the surgeon, he goes, hey, I want to get this done. He goes, well, here's the price. Well, you're not going to give it to me free. I'm a doctor. And the guy goes, no, dude, you're going to have to pay like everybody else. So he went and got the cheapest surgery he could find.
That is what you don't do. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if it's plastic surgery, if it's ankle rebuild, if it's shoulder surgery. Don't go with the cheapest bit.
I've got a true confession. I'm going to tell you guys something. About 20 years ago, I got really bad bags under my eyes. Okay? And I looked at myself in the mirror, and my mom had real bad bags under her eyes.
Is it a German thing?
I don't know. It was a kind of genetic thing. You'll get them. Have fun with that.
Have fun with that.
And, you know, and so I was 50 years old, and, you know, I looked at Sharon, and I said, you know what? We do so much TV, and we travel so much. I said, I'm going to have these bags taken out. Now, it was probably the worst thing I've ever experienced. It's called blepharoplasty.
It's bad?
Oh, my God.
I remember you got it done.
Oh, I look like an alien. You know, and because they cut the – it's what they do. It's awful what they do. But I got the bags out of my – now I don't have bags 20 years later. So I'm thinking to myself, would you have done that if you knew at the age of 70 that you wouldn't have bags? Yeah, I would have done it. But that's all I've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, I didn't go back and do this and do that and do this and do that. It just doesn't matter.
Now, I think I'm going to get some microneedling done. Somebody told me about it. I got pretty thick wrinkles.
Yeah.
I'm constantly yelling at everybody all the time.
Your mom had a very good saying. Now, listen to it. There's your mom who is stunningly
beautiful. What is it with microneedling, though? It causes collagen to...
It causes this to rebuild your skin because you poke little holes in your skin.
So if I did a microneedling session and did basically a bunch of collagen, it would help synergistically both together.
But your mom taught me something one time, and she said to me, she said, what people don't realize, Ted, is this, less is more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, what the heck does that mean? And
she goes, except when it comes to vitamin C. Load up.
More is better for vitamin C.
Yeah, well, to an extent too, though.
but you got to remember, though, you got to realize that when people overdo it, what ends up happening is they start looking very freakish, and they don't look even human any longer. And when they start getting like that, it's a sad situation because you don't really know what to say to them, because if you try to talk to them, it's kind of late because they've already messed yourself up.
Hold on a second. It's being promoted through social media AIs. It's being the new normal with all types of actresses and actors. Is that maybe something that the back end of these individuals that like free air and like to make everything manipulated, to see how freakish they can make human beings willingly make themselves?
Well, they want to make everybody outside of the image of God.
Right.
They want to make everybody as ugly as they possibly can, because that basically does not bring honor and glory to God. It basically ridicules God. And that's what they want. They don't want to make a human. Human beings are beautiful. I don't care what you look like, because we're made in the image
of God.
That's
exactly right.
But they hate God. They hate the image of God.
So is that why they... Because remember you said earlier, they run the algorithm to the front of the list.
They
wanted to see. If they didn't like it, they'd downregulate it, and they wouldn't give people all this following.
Well, they want to do that because, number one, it enslaves people. Because what it does, it creates this image that's not even true with the people.
No, it's not.
And it basically enslaves them.
And suddenly, generation.
And suddenly they go back to these doctors. A lot of them wear the little hats. And they suddenly say, hey, I need $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 for this facelift. You won't look good, and you're going to be ashamed of how you look, and you're going to look awful the rest of your life if you don't do what I tell you to do. And you sit there and you go, but I don't want a facelift. And pretty soon they nag you and nag you and nag you and nag you by social media that you decide to go into debt and borrow the money for facelifts. And you go, why do you want to do that? You know,
the directed targeted marketing is getting so crazy now, how they're targeting certain pages, certain ads, certain everything in order to change the mindset of what people actually think. What are we looking at?
Turn that camera on.
Oh, mom.
Okay. That's almost 60 years of age. Now, you think about that for a second. That's almost 60 years old. I think she was 56 in this picture. I mean, less is more. She taught me that. And she's right.
And that's what social media has taken away, that concept. And they constantly are telling this younger generation, more is better, more is better. It doesn't matter if you're enslaved with 20 different car payments and penthouse payments in Miami and $100,000 in plastic surgery debt. If you don't look like this on social media, you're a loser.
That's right.
That's what they say.
No,
that's
but
what they say.
Well, no, and you realize very, very quickly, you go, well, I don't want to be a loser.
Yeah.
See, first of all, let me explain something to you. If somebody walks up to your front door, this goes back to that lesser magic again. This goes back to the stuff that we talked about earlier this week. Somebody walks up to your front door and they go, here's a basket full of rattlesnakes and water moccasins.
Yeah. You need to sign for
it. No, you're a loser. You've got wrinkles. You're ugly. You need a facelift. I want you to sign for this. And you're like, no.
You just think, though, they can't drop it off unless you sign for it.
They can't drop it unless you sign for it. Your response is always, get thee behind me, Satan.
Exactly right.
Like, how about you go back to hell where you belong? I'm not signing for that crap. God made me in his image, and I'm as beautiful as I should be because God made me this way. God doesn't make mistakes. So now, if there's certain things like the bags under my eyes that you just want to get fixed, whatever. But don't allow yourself to become isomorphic. And what you never see, what you look like, you only see what needs to be fixed. And you start seeing, every time you get in the mirror, I got a wrinkle here, I got a wrinkle there. Well, we all have wrinkles, guys.
Here's the issue. When you take a girl or a guy that's 14, 15, 16 years old, and you start planning in their head every day, all day, for hours on end, endless doomsday scrolling is what they call it, where you're just scrolling social media, and all you have is subconsciously planted images in your head as a teenager on how everybody that's cool, everybody that's somebody, everybody that rides on a jet and goes scuba diving in Bali and has a Lamborghini in Miami, that's the only way you're cool. You need to do this, get in crippling debt, do massive surgeries, do all these things. What does that do to a young child's teenage psyche? We're already trying to, teenage years are already weird enough. You're already trying to figure out who you are, what you're going to do, how you're becoming you, and your identity. Teenagers are losing completely their self-identity and developmental skills because they're developing themselves into what social media AI platforms are telling them they need to be. That's my biggest concern, as I brought it earlier, and I'm bringing it back home now. What the younger generation, this young generation, the young teenagers and single indigenous kids right now, if you allow them to sit on these platforms all day and focus and fixate on this stuff and have AI do direct marketing to them, what is going to happen to them in 10, 15, 20 years? How are they going to function? How is their mental health going to be?
You said something last night. You said they look like aliens.
Interesting, isn't it?
No. They don't look human anymore.
No.
They got liver lips that hang out here. They got eyelashes that go out here somewhere.
Cheekbones that are so far spread out, they hit the door and they walk through them.
No, it's, you know.
But think about it, though. They're doing that to the younger generation now that thinks that is the new normal. We look at it and go, this is nuts.
We talked about this the other day. They want you to believe that the ugly is pretty.
That's exactly right.
This is what they did
art,
in World War II.
They're taking away real art. Look at the new Ferrari. That thing still hasn't stopped getting slammed on social media. It's hideous. Ferrari's doubled down. This is the next generation Ferrari. Meaning, this is what you need to like. This is the new cool. Remember what I said? Mm-hmm. This now young generation of kids, the boys that grew up like me in the 80s and 90s, we threw the Countach on the wall. We threw the F50 Ferrari on the wall. Those beautiful designed cars back then. Now, you need to put the Tesla gay Ferrari on the wall now. That's the new cool car to look for. And they're taking away all the identity, all the beauty, all the cool things that actually used to have goals for. They're saying, this is what you need to look for now.
It's like that Tesla pickup truck. I remember I met this
Cybertruck.
There's a kid I knew, and he was talking, oh, I love that Tesla truck. Well, guess what? He ended up being what? Gay.
You're not wrong.
Am I right or wrong? You know this kid. And I'm like, I told him when he said, oh, I love that thing. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you?
It looks like a rolling dumpster.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, here's this is to get off that topic of rolling dumpsters. The feds dropped a case against the man arrested in Las Vegas for running a biolab.
I saw that. I remember when I actually covered this story when it happened.
The federal prosecutors, oh, by the way, guy's a Jew. He's a native of Israel. He's a dual Israeli citizen. Yeah. Federal prosecutors have dropped their case against the man arrested in connection with the biolab uncovered in Las Vegas earlier this year. U.S. Attorney's Office of Nevada filed a motion earlier this month to dismiss the criminal complaint filed against Ori Solomon, Solomon. That's, I guess he would be Jewish.
Didn't he? Wasn't he working on weaponized Ebola?
Mm-hmm. He was doing all kinds of stuff that he was allegedly doing. Prosecutors had charged him with legal possession of a firearm in the U.S. District Court of Nevada. An FBI complaint alleged that his immigration status precluded him from owning or possessing a gun. After a careful review of the evidence and additional information provided by the defendant, the government concluded that the interests of the justice require dismissal of the complaint at this time.
Unbelievable.
No further reason is included, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I said,
I remember covering this. I remember covering this.
And I watched this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, is this because he's a little hat guy?
He had a full on biolab in a house that he was working on with weaponized viruses. Not joking. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm surprised it's gone for this long. It was like 2 years ago, I think.
Here's the news story, the quick one on it. Israeli citizen Ori Solomon, who was arrested for operating an illegal biolab in Las Vegas and gun possession, which contained HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis, has had all of his federal charges dismissed, and he is free to go back to Israel.
Tuberculosis? The dude's got a lab with TB and HIV in it? And it's just nothing to see here. All charges dismissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's somebody connected to somebody.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And the thing is, what was he working on, really?
Well, you got to remember, we have to do a bunch of false flags here. Yeah. Remember the USS Liberty, what they did to the Liberty? Remember what they did in the Gulf of Tonkin? Remember all the stuff that you can't talk about this stuff?
I don't know. Remember, what about 9/11?
Yeah, with the dancing Israelis.
Well, now this article's popped up. U.S. is adding more airports, starting to screen travelers for Ebola. Atlanta, Houston, Virginia, looks like Orlando. Well, they're all going to start huge travelers are testing.
Well, the Huntavirus didn't bite.
Yeah, virus.
Nobody paid attention to it.
Now, massive Ebola in Africa, they're saying now they're starting to screen for all travelers that are coming out of Africa.
Well, because once you found out it meant fake, you know, in Hebrew. The fake virus, everybody goes, oh, well, AI algorithm looked at it and goes, oh, we can't get optimal fear out of this. Everything they're doing in this whole 3,500 ring circus they've got going on now, it's only for one reason. There were dead babies in the freezers at Jeffrey Epstein's house, and they were eating the damn babies. Excuse my language. I'm sick of it. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff. And because nobody wants to look at how dark this goes because of who these perverts are. And that's why Pam Bondi got fired, because she released that.
Yeah.
And now I talked to an attorney yesterday. Babies. I never heard that. I'm like, why don't you look at the files?
They had the footage. Remember, Germany released a bunch of the footage. A hacker came and released a bunch of footage unredacted.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I talked to one of the guys I know in Orlando that's in the tech industry, and I asked him about that because he's very open about everything, but he's also very legitimate. He's not like tinfoil hat. And I talked to him about that, and he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, all the photos got dispersed. He goes, they tried to clean it up fast. He goes, there's photos, you know, basically infants.
Alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange. In order to get something, you got to give something. They sacrifice these kids. We cover that in detail on Tuesday. If you missed Tuesday's show, I'm going to make it a green show, by the way, because I wanted the detail on this. But you got to understand something. They are wizards at the top end of this. They're Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan wizards. That's what they are. And they're basically doing witchcraft constantly on everything. Very important that we understand that and we understand who we're dealing with here. It is the Synagogue of Satan, period.
Talking about aging earlier, I want to cover this article that just came out. It says vitamin D3 supplements may slow the process linked to aging, new study shows.
Of course it does.
So, you know, this is what they never want to talk about on social media or any other platform, is actually natural nutrients, collagen, vitamin C, resveratrol, D3. I remember when I was talking to Michael Barrett yesterday about what happened during COVID, how crazy it was during COVID, how they would go in and pull videos and post down on social media, everything. I mean, if you made a comment, D3 might help your immune system right now. Bam, they shut it down. There wasn't even any fake comment. That's 100% legitimate. Every single research peer-reviewed study has always shown D3 is important to the immune system and the macrophage. Fake news, fake news, fake news. Shut down hundreds of thousands of posts. And then came back and said, oh, by the way, the government told us to do that. Zuckerberg basically did that congressional hearing. Government told us to shut it down. We're sorry about that. Sorry about it. This was allegedly the biggest viral epidemic that ever occurred in the entire world with, you know, COVID. And you're sorry that you took that information that said vitamin C and D3 are good for the immune system? No. What, sorry? They did it intentionally. They couldn't have any opposition news that was being publicly displayed for people to see.
You couldn't have alternative programs.
Had to be
use.
A or B.
No, it had to be remdesivir.
Well, yeah, but no, it's always, remember George Bush? You're with us, you're with the terrorists. You're with us, or the terrorist. You're either a grandma-killing neo-Nazi skinhead during COVID, or you're pro-COVID. And you love masks, you love shots, you love remdesivir, and that was the only way. It was A or B. That's it.
You're either with the terrorists or you're with us.
You can't say, well, it was a very real virus. People got very sick. It was a bad respiratory infection.
Your mom got very really real. Sick.
And I got it for a couple days.
Severe depression after that.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, then you go, okay, well, can we actually look at an alternative option? Maybe remdesivir, that's an antiviral that was tested in 2016 over in Africa, that they had to pull off all the participants in the clinical
Ebola,
trial.
On Ebola.
On Ebola. Ironically, on Ebola.
It was killing 60% of the people on the doggone remdesivir
within 5 days. Within 5 days, liver values and kidney functioning stopped. They had to pull all the participants off the clinical trials. You can look this up. They did in 2016. They shelved remdesivir. It didn't get talked about or touched. It's too toxic.
And we have D3 on sale this week.
Yeah.
For the segue. I mean, guys, if you don't take D3 every day, you're whistling in the cemetery. You got to keep your D3 levels up at least at 70. Get it tested at least twice a year.
This is a paper released by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition on May 22nd. Mass General Brigham and Medical College of Georgia looked at the results from randomized controlled trials at Vital, showing that taking vitamin D supplements can help support telomeres, which are the protective ends on chromosomes. Basically, it helped protect the actual brain. This particular interest between the benefits of vitamin D and reducing inflammation and reducing risk of chronic diseases of aging, such as advanced cancer and autoimmune disease. Their quote. I mean, how many times do you have to be told that to realize, hey, maybe I need to keep my D3 levels above 50 on my blood levels, or find a doctor that will actually test them? Because that's a concept that seems to elude.
Yeah, I don't physicians. Really understand that. They don't want to test D3. They'll test everything else in cholesterol and anything else, which is important to a degree, but not as important as D3.
No, nothing touches D3.
No.
If you're eating clean and you're staying away from soybean oils and you're basically keeping your body in shape and you're exercising, your cholesterol is going to be whatever your cholesterol is going to be. Put it that way. If you're eating clean, you're not cheating, you're not eating junk food, you're actually eating clean and you're taking care of your body, your cholesterol is what your body is going to make of it. This whole concept that we have to have one flat playing field for every single man and woman on the entire planet on what cholesterol level has to be is the stupidest ideology that's ever integrated into the medical field, period. Every single person is different. Having an arbitrary number, if it's not below 200, you're going to die from a heart attack. There's zero evidence that supported that theory. Zero, ever. Now, they've had people that are unbelievably unhealthy, that are obese, that eat Taco Bell and Twinkies and Ding Dongs and cupcakes every single day, and their cholesterol is completely out of whack, and they've got plaque all in their arteries, high probability you're probably going to have a cardiac event. You probably need to start taking care of your body. But telling everybody all the way down to 30 now, you need to start on statins because you may have a history of cardiovascular disease, so you need to start on statins immediately now, even if you have good cholesterol. That, again, goes back to keeping people unbelievably sick, and that goes back to this article now. Common diabetes drug may limit some exercise benefits. This goes down to metformin and blood sugar. They said findings raise questions about whether combining medication and exercise always maximizes health benefits. They went through a 9 controlled trials involving 827 adults and essentially found people that took metformin and exercised virtually got no benefits from the exercise. The metformin was so toxic to the body that it overrode any benefits from actually exercise and cardiovascular.
Causes skeletal muscle necrosis. Makes your muscles die.
Well, the same thing that happened as far as with metformin that happens with pancreas. It linked to pancreatic cancer.
That's right.
How about you just get on berberine, dihydro berberine ultimate.
Get off high glycemic foods.
Get off high glycemic foods and exercise. Then you get the benefits of exercise and the supplements. I told you guys the research that came out. This is the research study, and they found that berberine worked just as well in trials as metformin did with zero side effects.
And I'll say one thing else. This is important. You know, a white potato has a higher glycemic index than table sugar does. Never eat white potatoes. I know they taste good when you soak them down with butter and sour cream and salt and pepper. I got it, okay? But stay with sweet potatoes.
Well, that's why if you really want to eat something, you know, rough on the body, go have some French fries, white potatoes fried in soybean oil, McDonald's. It's been reheated 50 times.
Oh, by the way, this is watermelon season right now. And it's loaded with lycopene, by the way. And 9 to 21 milligrams of lycopene a day has a significantly lower risk of prostate cancer.
Lycopene.
Lycopene. L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. Lycopene. And so this it's LYCOPENE, significant lower of prostate cancer risk. The biggest problem with watermelons is you can't find one that's ripe because they pick them so green.
That's right. That's why we use lysopene. That's why also it is very good in the eyesight formula. I knew I'd heard that term. Yeah, right. Yeah, lysopene and lutein.
So you got lycopene in there right now. You got 6 milligrams. So you take about 4 of those a day, you get the amount you need to help the prostate. How about that?
That's interesting.
Now I've been taking this because I'm on the screen too much, and my eyes have gotten really good. I told you that. You don't see me even when using glasses today because I get tired of Austin throwing them on my side, so I just don't bother with them sometimes. And I can read these articles now. And so sometimes I'll sit in church and read the hymnal without glasses.
I've noticed the glasses haven't been over here. It's not the hand game. Listen, sometimes I'm needlessly aggressive in situations that don't call for it. I don't apologize for that. You guys can just deal with it. I bring you guys so much content every day. Sometimes you got to tolerate my behavior.
Including throwing his glasses back at him. Whoa. First of all, we joke around a lot on the show.
We do joke around a lot on the show.
So a lot of the stuff we do on the show is show. And we're doing the
Is it, though? Because I don't like your glasses on my side. I'm going to pull a mom and I'm put a highlighter right in the middle.
I believe you. But anyhow, so watermelon's pretty good. Try to get it organic, though, and try to get it when it's picked ripe and not green.
Yes.
And try to find one that doesn't have all kinds of weird stuff in the middle. When you open it up, it looks all gray and yucky on the inside. Those are bad ones. Stay away from those. But watermelon's good. And it also hydrates the body. It does a good job of doing that. And it really helps your bowels to work a lot better because it puts so much water into the system. So watermelon's great for you. Just make sure you get it organic and picked when it's ripe. I've tried to grow them down here. I can't get it done.
They're really sun sensitive where we're at. You got to be. They're very finicky
You got to plant them like in January.
Yeah, I think you got to rotate them. You got to actually turn them around. You got to have to basically screen over them.
But it says it has some hydrate top alternative to sugary juices and stuff like that. I agree with it. It says it can boost heart health, fight cancer, and even add in weight loss. That's probably because it gets your bowels to move. A cup of diced watermelon is about 152 grams. Nearly one slice contains 46 calories, which is nothing. 9 grams of sugar, which is pretty low. And 91% water, making it a healthy, sweet treat. And the antioxidant behind its red color, I think it slashes inflammation, is really, really good too. So always remember, it's very important to eat a lot of fresh fruit. But if you're trying to lose weight, a lot of fresh fruit, a lot of times has too much fructose in it. Better stay with fish and vegetables, or chicken and vegetables, or even beef and vegetables. Because reality is, if you load up on fruit every single day, you're going to blow up like a fruit rat. You're going to be all puffy looking.
If you want to have a moderate amount of fruit, even trying to lose weight, you cannot do juice. Mm-hmm. You need to be eating the entire fruit. Like, so you cut oranges together, tangerines, eat the entire thing except the skin.
And you can't put 4 bananas in your protein shake.
No, and you can't drink orange juice for breakfast.
I'll go to sleep.
That doesn't happen, you know. So I got one. We're about to run down on the clock on here. I'm going to cover this article tomorrow, actually. It's just going to take too much time. It's good information. It says 7 common foods that accelerate brain aging.
Hit the first two. We'll finish them tomorrow. What are the
first
two?
First one at the top of the list, high sugar foods and drinks, primarily fructose corn syrup and high sugar. We've talked about this.
What's the next one?
Research studies suggest that chronic inflammation caused by eating too much refined sugar over time harms the central nervous system. I just covered this last week.
What's number two? We'll finish these tomorrow.
Refined carbohydrates.
That's
what you talked about earlier. Yeah. White potatoes, stuff basically processed foods like white bread, pastries, and cereal have essentially no fiber and nutrients removed.
If you take a tablespoon of sugar and versus a tablespoon of white potatoes, the white potatoes will go into glucose faster in your bloodstream than the sugar will.
Listen to this. If you're someone eating cereal, white bread, crackers, and baked goods all day, their brain is in the same biochemical environment as someone drinking sugar-sweetened beverages, even if they never add a spoonful of sugar to any of those items.
I know as a bodybuilder, if I eat bread, forget it. Yeah. You can't lose body fat. It won't work. And that's before glyphosate was added. I don't care if it's whole grain. Can't do it. And so I learned you just got to stay off of bread.
No, you have to on there. So refined carbs, high sugar foods, sodas, sweet tea, stuff like that.
How many are there? 7?
Oh, there's 7. No,
okay. Yeah, you can come back tomorrow.
On the next 5 tomorrow. These are things, guys, we bring them to you, and I try to bring this stuff to you every day because this is real stuff you can make changes in. You can have health benefits. You can have better life, better health, better energy, better focus because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on right now. Crazy stuff in the world. Stuff that I'm not going to be able to affect positively. I can talk about it. I can encourage people. You know, I can't stop the fodder between Trump and Iran and the theater that we watch now.
I remember sometimes bad things happen to good people and we can't change it. People get sick. People go in the hospital. People go bankrupt. I mean, all this stuff happens.
It's not a perfect world.
No, so we have to remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us and that this is the day the Lord hath made and we will rejoice and be glad. And regardless of what happens, sometimes you get up in the morning, it's raining. Well, the ducks need rain. They like rain. Plants need rain.
The grass need rain.
Complaining about the rain doesn't help. It's a cycle. It has to be done. Everything cycles. There's good days and there's days that aren't as good. But it doesn't matter. It can't affect your attitude, because I decided a long, long time ago when I became a Christian, I was going to have a great attitude today.
True.
Because I can control my attitude. I love you guys. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. And thank you for supporting the show. And thank you for getting your supplements from us, because without you, we wouldn't be here.
We
got a few more seconds off. So
appreciate you, my friends. Continue to stay positive. Do the best you can to work through certain items, certain problems, whatever happens in your life. Try to stay positive and keep your health strong. D3 is on sale. I put on sale for 15% off. That's a big discount. I don't normally go that big, but this product is that important. So check it out on the site. Also, the best sellers at healthmasters.com. Leave some positive reviews on the actual product after you try it, please. Don't give me a review on why the weather's bad the day you took the product. I don't need all that. Have a fantastic evening, my friends, and we'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always.
We love you guys.